The Sentai Review, Episode 53, Battle Fever J Mecha.
Welcome back to Fandom Night. This is the Wednesday Sentai show thing, and let's do the co-host thing. William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Sud Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
And Nick the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Today we are on Battle Fever J again, and it is time for BF.
It's your best friend, the giant robot. Behold his friendliness.
Are you sure it's not for something else? Because I'm pretty sure if he touches that button in the middle of his weenie, it's not going to be pretty for whatever he's fighting.
What, you think it's supposed to stand for Big Fatty?
Be thankful it's not a BFF.
I'm thinking more along the lines of Buck Futter, but...
Now, this is very much an... Of course, a picture, somebody's artist rendering, but does he have two anchors hanging from his waist?
Possibly.
Unless they're hanging from more of his wrist than his waist, because the chains look like
they're... Oh, those are on his wrist.
Yeah,
the chains are on the wrist.
So he spins around and does a Zangief take your ass down with some anchors, maybe.
He's a hankering for an anchoring, Bill.
And he's twice as...
Oh, yeah. If everybody has missed it, the bad puns are back.
No, not the bad puns are back. Just Bill's face there. I wish people
I know.
Could see that.
But that's what I said, the bad puns.
The head. I mean, those axes...
He's there to ask you a question while he's doing an anchoring.
It's kind of neat. He's got that samurai Ronin thing going on. I'm kind of into it. Next. Okay, that's better. Oh, I'm liking this dude. Yeah. Right
Wait,
off
where
the bat.
The anchors go? He's not hankering for an anchoring anymore, Bill. Now he's got a weird... Wait, are those fridge magnets on his sword? Those are fridge magnet letters.
Awesome.
Get the fuck out of here.
No,
but this is one of
the
action figures.
But those are
so.
Giant fridge magnet. Letters.
I don't want to meet the person that has that size fridge. Seth, that's your fridge in the future.
Technically, this would be Soviet Russia's answer here. This is where the fridge hangs off the magnet.
No, because they're chilling out on a sword, guy. Now,
sometimes
if it was,
get hungry. That's why they had a concession bot later on.
But this is an image of the action figure in one of the poses.
It still has giant fridge magnets on the sword.
And it's still got
flubbed.
And it still got a button where it's...
I'm digging this guy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, except now it's not on the crotch, it's on his belt.
I think it was last time,
yeah,
too.
I think
the artist rendering
just,
was kind of off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little low for the belt region.
It was taking a Raditz point of view.
A Raditz point of view? Because it
down
sucks
up.
So bad?
What is this down here on his leg? It's still there. It's the thing I thought was an anchor.
It might be another weapon or something.
It's possibly a second katana.
It might be a hammer.
Is it hammer time?
I think that's connected to his legs. He has one on each side, and it looks like he could reach down and grab them.
Huh.
Next. Oh, that's awesome. Dude,
that's
I'm loving
sweet.
This guy.
He's
I would buy this toy.
Attack.
Yes.
I still can't get over the fridge magnets on his sword.
I don't care. I would buy the crap out of this toy.
F?
I don't know, because he's... holding the thing.
Dude, Battle Fever J had a pretty sweet robot.
Yeah.
They weren't very sweet.
Oh, no. I know what BF stands for now.
What?
Big fucker. Because it's huge.
Now, that's a huge picture.
This is also the first official Super Sentai Robo. Since the last video podcast was the Spider-Man
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-O-Mano.
Yeah, you missed that one.
Yeah, I had to do the work thing.
Yeah.
This week I
killed. Yeah, kind of like almost everybody missed the thing on the video that I caught, which made us take down the video and fix it.
What was that, by the way? Because I was at work, and all of a sudden...
Sample text.
Okay, literally, because here's what happens. Yeah. I'm signed to Google Plus, and believe it or not, most of the people watching the Sentai show seem to be on Google Plus, because that's where I get a lot of comments and whatnot sent, like, directly to my page.
Yeah.
And one of the comments I got was, thank you so much for covering Leo Pardon, because we were thinking you were going to go straight to Battle Fever J Robot, and this is the guy that truly started it all. So I was getting thank yous and whatnot. And I was like, well, it wasn't like a situation that I necessarily planned. I just figured that Spider-Man kind of set the standard.
Even I brought it up.
Yeah, so we should start there. And then he, like a little while later, he was like, what's wrong with the video? I was like, what's he talking about? So I go in and try to click on it, and then all of a sudden on the messenger, you guys are like, oh, way to go, and you're posting some sample thing.
It's
it was the 25-minute and 38-second.
Yeah, around the 25-minute mark, I guess, when Scotty was editing it, his computer literally put in like a placeholder text value thing for where the score was supposed to go, but the score didn't come until later.
The score is sample text.
Yeah, literally, the score was sample text for about a good 30 seconds, and I was like, how the fuck did nobody catch this?
The score was so crazy.
How am I the first person to catch this and say something? So I said something to Scott, and he was like, oh, well, fuck me, and literally just took it down so he could re-edit it to re-upload it. And I was like, you couldn't just re-edit it and then, like, try to upload it while you're, like, deleting it?
No, sir. Professional.
Because YouTube can be a bitch, because if you try to re-upload something that looks the same as what you already got up,
it'll
freak out on you. But you know what I mean? Like, you could have, like, waited till it's ready to go, then take it down so when it goes right back.
I got a kick out of the fact that you went to the Facebook and you were like, blah, 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 we're sorry, we're very professional.
And I fixed that problem.
And then me and Nick got into the professional... Jack taking a shit argument, yes.
And then I said, and professionalism has gone out the window.
No,
I have succeeded in my mission.
Level of professionalism.
I also would like to take this moment real quick to say, contact information, go to fandomnight.com.
Shameless!
Go to fandomnight.com. It is up, and you could get onto our Facebook group page, and you could have seen some professionalism at its finest.
Hey, I never stated I was professional. I am the comic relief. Hence why I hit you guys with water bottles when we were up at the panel. Because it was funny.
Then what's
that actually got laughs. You're fat.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm supposed to eat Bill out of house and home.
I'm glad you added that last part.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for adding house and home. So,
right, to the next picture
next.
Now.
Nothing to say, so next.
Okay.
Dude, he's got a shield, too, and an axe. So he's got an awesome sword, an axe, a shield.
Hold on. So this dude goes from feudal Japan to Viking go kill yourself.
No, Japan had axes.
Look at how many Sentai
Viking
characters there are for the Battle Fever J team. I mean, there's
I don't remember that.
But
that's been a minute.
He's right there too, because each one of the guys from Battle Fever J was a different country. Like there was the American lady and dancing Kazakh ranger,
which again,
Pharaoh Kazakh
in America, because you could see the fucking the
Kazakh ranger
the
was best ranger.
But again, who the fuck is the Zord supposed to be saving? Look at the city; it's half goddamn destroyed.
No one said they were doing a good job.
Hey, just remember, sometimes a city has to have its women burned and their churches raped to summon a giant robot to come save it. But it's already too late.
Everybody's trying to burn our churches and rape our women, and they're burning our churches and raping our women, and they're raping our churches and burning our women.
Yep, pretty much. Then we had to call in the giant robot. That's... That's when you call in the giant robot.
I like how the effect in the back here, I realize this is still a toy that somebody did something with, but I like how they're stealing the effect that's used in, like, Marvel versus Capcom 2 when you do your special and it goes to the blue screen and all the lines come in on your guy before they
before the attack finally hits.
Check out this ultra combo.
Next,
it's going to hit you in a second. See, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I think it's
These are just the toy images too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody took a lot of time to be like, I'm going to make this look awesome.
It makes me feel like the show probably looked really good. Next.
Oh, hey.
Dude, ADS. Oh, yeah, okay, so here's the chain. So that's so he doesn't drop his weapons?
That's one chain.
So, Bill, this robot likes to ask you some questions because he's hoping it'll pique your interest. So cut him some slack and he'll get straight to the point.
And there's a train behind him.
This is true.
Yeah, there's a choo-choo behind him.
Yeah, so he's trying to run a train on him.
Yep.
So
he's running a train of questions on him.
I'm noticing with this chain that he's connecting to his weapon, I'm curious, does that mean that he could throw his weapons and retrieve them?
Possibly.
Like a scorpion type? Yeah.
It's a possibility, but it's also probably there so that way he doesn't get knocked out of his hands.
Well, I mean, considering the fact that Leo Pardon had some... Well, he didn't,
oh,
but
yeah.
An enemy he fighted had something like that.
Yeah, Leo Pardon had to deal with a weird monster that could, like...
throw his fist, and it would...
But,
it was like
but he was only, like, 2 feet away.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Again, he was 2 feet away in their scale, but for us... We would need, like, a car that could go, like, Mach 3 to get there in the 2 steps it would take.
Next!
That's kind of cool.
It's flashy.
Yeah.
Next!
Reflect and everything.
Hey,
oh, there's him!
He's got some short swords.
Oh, that came out from the side of the boot things, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. Okay, so
okay,
he has...
So they were short sword dagger holder.
Dude, this guy is wild. He has an axe... He has a pike thing, like
it's a trident.
Trident,
which is
he
a
has
pike
two
weapon.
Kunai daggers. He has a samurai sword.
He's got axes for
he's
days.
He's got a shield.
He has a shield, like a knight shield, yeah. And he has two big chains on his arms.
Yeah, this dude's got weapons for days.
I'm wondering if he can, like, take his helmet off and stab you to death with it, too.
Probably.
It might be part of his final attack or one of his final attacks.
I mean,
a
don't
final
get me wrong,
attack!
Whoever's
a
up
helmet
there in the cockpit,
of a doom!
Whoever's up there in the cockpit ain't gonna be too happy when he does it, but I mean, you know.
What the shit is going on?
Next. Oh, dude, this is awesome!
Yeah, here's some specs and stuff.
Oh, I'm into this. I like these when they take like something like this and they show you like the realistic possibilities.
Shane, I know you're not in the episode. Come here and read this for us.
Shit, I can't even read this.
But Shane needs something to do. He can no longer butcher name.
Very top hand right corner. He's throwing it. He's throwing his weapon and retrieving it.
Nice.
All right, there you go.
See?
Answer solved.
Holy shit, he can fly. Look at that bottom picture.
Oh,
he's
sweet.
Got jets in the boots.
He's got jet boots.
So, yeah, so his leg literally is a rocket. You could tell, like, the start of the mechanics working about where his thigh would be. Meet up at about the knee, so that way then, yeah.
So this dude can fly.
So this
he has an abundance of weapons. He can attack
like
and retrieve the
robot.
Weapons.
Except he doesn't shoot a cool beam from
Some
his
Some of
chest.
His design is very reminiscent of, like, the Astro Boy era.
Yeah. Astro Boy and Big O type of shit.
Yeah. Next.
Next. Yes.
Behold, axe. I have come to ask some questions of you.
You have my axe.
No, he is not Gimli Bot.
Next.
Oh.
Dude.
Some fighting.
Oh, they're not even in it to fucking pilot him? That's even more epic.
Go, giant bot. Kick its ass.
So he
We're
might be like his own thing?
It's a possibility he could be an AI. Of course, then again, you run into the problem with AI of self-awareness and... Eventually he'd be like, yeah, I'm tired of fighting these giant monsters.
Well, then again, the Dragon Zord kind of had that.
Yes, Dragon Caesar did.
Yeah, it's true.
Dragon Caesar was controlled by the flute that was given to the Green Ranger by essentially a Shinigami.
It was like, here, have a flute. This will summon this giant robot that pretty much does whatever it wants.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, big dragon thing, get out here.
And what's with the creature that thing. It's fighting on here?
It what? Looks like a derpy medieval thing.
You mean the terrible creature from the Black Lagoon knockoff that seems to be holding some sort of a...
stick?
That looks like it has, like, an old-school tower helmet.
Yeah.
With a pineapple
Actually,
for the bottom half of his head.
It literally is just a spear, because I can kind of see a point on it.
Next! Yeah, all the enemies for this look like they're from, like, medieval times.
Yeah.
Because that dude's got a tower helmet with the horns on the front.
Yeah,
and,
like he's
derpy leather spiky chest armor.
You know what that armor technically is. It's that, like...
Wait, why does that have a conquistador-type helmet top? Okay, I'm done with these monsters already.
Because monster, Nick?
Because yeah. What the frag were they thinking? Because
monsters aren't supposed to conform to your society.
And that's why they get killed.
Yeah.
We don't need them.
You got nothing?
Got nothing. Moving on.
I'm still looking at the monster design. It's like, I can see a bit of a He-Man with the design on the chest part.
He does look like an enemy from that Masters of the Universe.
Except for the horn in the center of his helmet.
No, that kind of fits the description. Masters of the Universe.
Well, it goes to the side, maybe, but in front?
Yeah, I'm seeing it. He looks very Masters of the Universe enemy.
If Juggernaut would have been smart, he would have done
something
like
there's
that.
A second part of the horn off to the side, but it's not an actual horn. It's just a giant metallic mustache.
It could be that his head is kind of turned, and we're seeing one of the horns, and the other one is behind the helmet.
So what, they're like eyebrows?
No.
Why not?
Mustache. It's mustache.
Think like the goat horns. They kind of come out across the top of the head and move down and curl back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Moustache Gundam.
Moustache.
Awesome. Turn A with its fabulous
moustache.
Friggin' knife mustache.
Yep.
Next. Fist bump.
That's pretty much
Pose
all I got,
and fist
too.
Bump.
Come at me, bro.
He's still waiting for his fist bump.
Next.
It kind of looks like he was flipping off the camera a little bit, but not by much.
Oh, look, I'm holding my knives out.
You know, I don't think those are kunai knives. They look more like gladiuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
So, like, old Roman short swords, basically.
Yeah.
Well,
for anyone who doesn't know what a gladius
is. Let's take into consideration, how big is he? Okay, just put him as if he was our size. That yellow on the side of his leg would be the size of the entire blade. So that means that the blade is actually shorter than your entire calf. Because, see, that doesn't go all the way down to his... So those are tiny blades. They're only this big.
Yeah, but at the same time...
He's giant.
Yeah, but at the same time, kunais also don't have hand guards.
Yes.
They literally are just knives. Like,
so these are still tiny swords, but I think you're right. I think they're like Roman...
Gladiuses.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be Roman gladiator short sword thingies.
Yes.
While he's in a traditional shogun outfit.
Next.
Whoa, something exploded here.
Yeah, chain battle.
So he can use the chains as a weapon.
Look, that monster has epic eyes.
He threw the chain out and wrapped around the monster's hand. The monster can't get away from him.
Oh, dude, that actually looks like one of the Persona monsters now that I think about it.
Oh, the giant golem thing?
Yeah, the little idol golem thing with the weird eyes that glow and shit.
Yeah.
That looks awesome. I'm okay with this monster. This monster's cool as shit.
Next.
I mean, granted, we're not talking about the monsters.
And another pose with a sword.
Next.
Can anyone else see the eyeball of the guy that's wearing the suit?
Giant robot ready for action. At long last, so...
Oh, no, see, Bill, it doesn't
they
cover
poke
the
out
full
the bottom.
Blade.
They poke out the bottom, so they are easily,
Okay, yeah.
So they're as long, the blade is as long as your calf.
From knee all the way down to the ankles, basically.
Yep. Next.
Artist rendition.
Next.
Oh, there's another bit of the toy. Holy crap, that looks awesome.
That almost doesn't even look like a toy. That almost looks like one of those, like... models you can get, like the Gundam models
especially
and stuff like that.
The axes on the helmet part.
Or they just spray painted them.
Possibly.
Next!
And back and to the beginning.
Back to the
all right.
Cartoony.
So, people, we now have to rate this this here robot.
I'll start off.
We're not going to pick a favorite monster?
I think... you know... I feel as though we should have a camera out so that way
we can take pictures of
Bill's
face.
Reaction and post them into the video as his face comes up like this so that way people can enjoy this like we do. I feel that is only fair because Bill does enjoy the misery and misfortune of others. It brings him great joy.
But it brings us great joy when the roles are reversed.
Indeed. I'll start off, this guy gets a 4. He's pretty sweet. He's got a lot of weapons. He doesn't look super derpy. He fights a persona monster. So he gets a 4.
Yeah, I'm thinking they hit it out of the park with this one. I'm sitting at a 4 also. I think this is better than an average giant robot, because as we go through this show, I've seen some of them that I'm not impressed with, like the Shogun. Yeah. I do not care for those things. They're too, like, after a while, they get too blocky. And this kind of reminds me of things like Astro Boy, and it kind of has the Mega Man feel with the way the legs are designed and whatnot. I'm into this.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm at a 4 also.
He's got lots of weapons, which is a plus. He doesn't look that bad.
He
can fly. Yeah. 4.
It's got jet boosters.
Wow, this dude landed.
Well, yeah, that just became easy. I didn't need to do
that. I think that is the first time ever that that has happened with us.
Seth, do basic math real quick. We'll be quiet. Oh, wait, that's just me.
4.
4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 divided by 4.
God damn it, you're speaking too fast. I only got 2 hours of sleep last night. I literally only did get 2 hours of sleep last night.
I told you to take a nap. You did. I win. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So this guy gets a 4.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the first time that's ever happened with our group, by the way.
Yeah, that we can all agree on something. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because somebody has to be the dickhead and be like, oh, this guy's getting to that, huh? Well, I'm going to take the shit out of this guy just because everyone else likes him.
That's because we don't have a hating ass disembodied voice here right now.
I'm looking forward
actually,
to some of these
robots. I think Jeremy would and even say this guy probably get a 4.
Like we mentioned, the first Sentai robot that we have.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some of these. Like, really, really looking forward to some of these.
I'm sad I missed out on Spider Monobot.
Technically, you didn't really miss much because all you got to do is go to youtube.com/fandom9.
I was not here for the discussion. And that makes me sad because I had to do the work thing.
But you can go to fandomnight.com or just go to YouTube.
You could
look it up.
People comment all the time on our videos. You could watch it and comment your own ideas. Like, dude, I think I was talking to one of the guys on there, and I told him that one of my favorite things about this show that we do is that we don't have like a giant, huge fan base where. Like, we're getting like 230 views here, and sometimes we get like into the 300s, and most of the time it's like 46. Like, at the beginning, it hits about 46, and then it steadily climbs from there.
And some of them said it, too.
But...
look, don't blame our wrestling show for low views.
I like how a lot of the people that are on there are vocal. That's my favorite thing, because I talk so much with them. Like, I'm on there all the time. I'll usually get on there the first day... and then I'll wait like a week, and before I watch the new episode, I'll go back and comment on every single one of them that I can, like saying something to the people. And a lot of the times, they comment back, so it's actually a discussion. I enjoy that. It's my favorite part of what we do, literally.
Especially when I sit down and cuss out the 2016 Super Sentai promo pictures we got. And you're like, you're just being a hating-ass bitch. I was like, no, these guys fucking blow Donkey Kong. You're like, yeah, hater. I'm like,
But then again, one
apparently
person did
I missed
back that
one
they saw
too.
The 2016?
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
you did.
Because I had to work.
And I'm not telling you a thing about it. You have to watch that to even understand or believe what we went through.
Oh, that's fine.
Describing it does not do it the justice that
There was a guy that got on there. There was a guy that got on there after I told you. I was like, you're hating. And this dude got on. He was like, guys, listen, they dropped more pictures. it doesn't get better.
Yeah, I think the only comment that I read that made it seem a
and you
bit
just
better
made sure that I never watched that specific episode of ours.
That's your loss. Ever. Yeah, that's your loss 100%. You don't even know.
It's one of those. It's one
there
of
has not
that
been
is
a time.
So bad,
it's all right.
It's amazing.
It's okay. If worse comes to worse, wait, which year is this?
There has not been a time in the
this
history of this show. Yeah. We have went from 1975 all the way up to friggin' 2016, and not one time did an image stop us as
right.
hard
all
as
right.
what happened
so,
there.
I've only got like less than 30 episodes I gotta do with this before I see them for their giant robot. But I'm assuming that will probably be in a picture with the giant robot.
It's a possibility, but they'll be in morphed form. And
yeah,
you
won't
not
see them.
To enjoy the picture we got.
You won't
enjoy.
Understand what we went through.
Oh, you mean their unmorphed form?
Yes.
Oh,
one of their
boy.
Unmorphed
and
forms.
And by the way, I'll
one
give
of
you
them.
This. The only reason they beat the Baby Bib Rangers is because Jason forgot that we rated out a 5. He thought we rated out a 10. So he gave them like a 2.5 out of 10.
So imagine what he was supposed to give.
They would have gotten less than the Baby Bib Rangers, who was last on our fucking list
okay.
of Rangers.
So hold on a second. If we go by 10 standards, that's 1/4. So you do 1/4 of 5 with adding in 0 as a number. You have 6 numbers. Means he would have still given it a 2. Technically, been like a 1.7, which still would have made it beat out the Baby Bib Rangers.
No. You did not hear the scores. You have to watch.
How
that
close
at least
were the
for
scores?
The
watch the episode. You have no idea what you. Oh my god.
Okay.
You when you miss episodes, you owe it to yourself to watch to keep up with us. Because I'm telling you, what you missed. I can't explain it to you.
I
cannot be explained.
All right, Seth,
I can explain the scoring to you.
Seth, at least give me this. Am I going to need alcohol?
Yes.
I did it sober.
I will watch it later after I go and pick up my vehicle and get it somewhere safe for the
night. There's two things to this. The first thing was I did this sober, but again, I only had a couple hours of sleep. The second thing I will give to you is you remember when you and I sat down and had to rate Final Fantasy Mystic Quest?
I liked Mystic Quest.
Those were the scores we gave, though. Like, low ball
Why didn't
scores.
You say 12? 12?
Okay, fine, yeah, 12.
12 is a better one to go with, because I'm pretty sure I gave Mystic Quest like a 3.
True, but we didn't factor in Mystic Quest for the second go-around. I'm talking more for the original. For our original run of the... anyway, regardless...
No, he's right. He's right, because the original 5 years ago when we did the first Final Fantasy Countdown, you gave it a 0 and said it should have never come to America. It was insulting to our country.
No, he gave it a 0.5.
I gave it a
0.5,
but then I sat down and replayed it again and actually was like, you know, I was just kind of on the bandwagon of hate.
And we have never reviewed it again.
Because I actually would give it a 3. It's a basic RPG, and it's a good starter for people who have never played an RPG.
Which, if you're curious about what we're talking about,
there's another list on the YouTube page. It's got its own little playlist and everything, so you can check out the Final Fantasy Legacy while you're at it.
Yes, every Friday we post video game reviews.
Of course, you know, I wasn't trying to go for any cross promotions or anything.
I was.
I was being sarcastic.
Shameless, damn it.
Shameless plug.
Did you say shameless? Because
no,
this
shameless.
Episode is.
Well,
this
yes,
episode,
this episode
is shameless.
But again, if the company were shameless, we would lose our douchebag, and we can't do that.
No, because I'm already stepping up into that role sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Which, I'm sorry, oh, by the way, and I'm an asshole, so you don't have to be.
And I'm the dickadin, so go fuck yourself.
I think we should end this episode.
In Bill's face.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.